Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. But right now, it's time for our community spotlight. Haley Labatt is in today. She's with the Logan County Tourism. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Love to find out what's going on in and around Logan County because, by the way, we have a lot of stuff in Logan County that other counties don't have. Castles and caves and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yes, and horses and a lake.
Yeah, we do have a lot of good stuff. So let's talk about some of the events that are happening in this month.
So this month, on October 23rd, there's going to be a Fourth Friday street market event in downtown West Liberty from 4 to 8. And basically, it's just going to be a string of vendors. I mean, you can go and sometimes there's a food truck and you can go and eat food and check out some really cute little artisan crafts and goods.
You know, I love that because West Liberty is just it's a great little town.
Yes.
I feel like the town starts at Marie's. Am I wrong?
It does.
We start at Marie's and we make our way through. Buy some chocolate and start walking, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Sweetest Day is coming up on Saturday, so you really need to make sure that you have your sweets for your sweetie.
Oh, for heaven's sake, such a Hallmark holiday. Haley, you're falling into it, but you have a sweetest, I don't, so that's okay. You can do that. No, that's a great idea, is to get some chocolates and some goodies. And also, just like I said, walking around downtown, is the ice cream parlor still open? Do we know?
I think so. Yeah.
Probably, and that's some really, really good ice cream.
Oh,
so
it's
there's
so
a lot
delicious.
Of a lot of good things, a lot of little stores down there that are just fun to take your time and shop through and off the beaten path. So don't just walk down the main street. Get out there on those side streets and enjoy West Liberty. It's really a fantastic time. So that's the West Liberty Fourth Friday Street Festival or Street Market. And that's on the 23rd, you said?
The 23rd from 4 to 8.
All right. What else is going on?
It looks like we're going to have live music at the Holland coming back.
Yay.
On November 12th at 7:30, Bobby Floyd Trio Band, it looks like they're an orchestra.
Oh,
maybe.
Well, hey, if they want to go from a trio to an orchestra, that's good with me. It's going to be live music.
It's going to be live music.
That's
it's going to be a good time.
I'm so bummed because they just did this beautiful renovation. Such a gorgeous location the Holland Theater is. And new seats and new decorations. And I mean, it just is beautiful. And then COVID happens.
I know.
It's so nice to be able to get back in there and hear live music. And they got some other things that are coming up besides that too, right? You can go to their website.
Yeah, so you can check out our website at logancountyohio.com for more things going on. We do have, on the first Friday of November coming up, we're going to have some holiday open houses in downtown Bell Fountain. The Holland, I believe, will be open for tours.
Oh, good.
That Friday, you can go and grab your hot chocolate and, you know, tour the Holland and see how beautiful it is restored.
I hope the picnic tables stay out. I mean, I wouldn't care if I had to, you know, clear some snow off of them. I just like the picnic tables, right?
Fun.
Anyway,
fun.
Well, we're going to continue doing more with Haley from the Logan County Tourism in just a few minutes, keeping you up to date on what's going on in and around Logan County. We got our community spotlight. We're doing our community spotlight this morning. Haley Labatt is here from the Logan County Tourism. And Logan County has a lot to offer. We were just talking about Marmon Valley Farm. We just had an event out there a couple weeks ago. Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Going and riding. And I didn't get a chance to ride that day, but I actually own a horse. So I was okay with that.
That's awesome.
But yeah, they have a lot of fun stuff coming up. If you go over to, you have it on your calendar. We have it on our calendar. They have harvest days every Sunday this month, which I think is a blast.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's just one of the places. What else is going on in Logan County?
Well, right now we're running a Loco's Best contest. If you go to our website, logancountyohio.com, and click on the banner ad, it will take you to a fun little Google form where you will fill out all of your favorite local businesses. You can vote on your favorite doctor all the way to your favorite attraction and event. in Logan County. So we want to really make sure that we can highlight our local businesses and give them their props because they work so hard year round, and we just feel like that they need to be recognized.
Some of the ones that jumped out at me, Farm Market and Favorite Ice Cream. So there's two of them right there. There's also Favorite Kids Camp, Favorite Long Weekend Destination, Favorite Summer Destination, Favorite Winter. And I particularly think that we should talk about the Favorite Event because, you know, we do have this little event, a couple of them actually. We have a little event that happens out at the lake. So if anybody wants to vote for Rock the Lake, for favorite event. I mean, it's my favorite. How about you? You better say yes.
Don't put me on the spot.
You have to be that neutral source. But yeah, there's a lot of great things that go on in Logan County. So this is a lot of fun to see how it turns out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you know what? If you vote, you actually, I mean, we scratch your back. What's the phrase? I scratch your back.
You scratch mine. Yeah.
So if you end up sending in your votes, you'll be entered into a giveaway to win a one-year subscription to the Examiner, a Better Way to Save bundle, and a $50 Chamber Choice check.
Ooh, so, Chamber Choice check. So you can spend that downtown.
You can spend that downtown to any of our local chamber businesses.
Okay.
And we'll give you like a little slip that says where you can go. And
so people can vote for the best of Logan County until the end of the month?
Until October 31st, yep. And just so you know, there's like 60 different categories. There's a lot.
Of categories.
Overwhelming. However, you don't have to fill it all out.
Okay, good.
You can just vote for your faves.
Just a favorite event. Yeah. Rock the Lake. Right? Have to put in Rock the Lake. That's all there is to it. I'm just saying. Just Rock the Lake. Did I say it enough times? Or the West Liberty Labor Day Festival concert is also another one.
Pretty awesome.
We have both. What is your favorite? I mean, there are so many great categories. Probably ones that you probably haven't thought about in the past. Like, I never thought about my favorite doctor in Logan County, but I do have one in mind.
Yeah.
Favorite bike trail, favorite breakfast, favorite campground, coffee shop. We have a lot of coffee shops.
We have a lot of coffee. It's going to be like some of these categories are difficult to choose.
I bet. Okay. So where do they go to get that again?
LoganCountyOhio.com, and you're just going to click on their banner ad.
Okay. And you guys have a calendar that you try to keep up on all the events like we do as well, right?
Correct. If you check out our calendar on our website, LoganCountyOhio.com, it will give you all the up-to-date events. And if you're interested, I actually end up sending out every Thursday, I send out an update on the events for the week. So if you're interested, you can email me at hlabat@logancountyohio.com, and I will make sure that you get added to our email list.
You know, I watch those pretty faithfully, and I was watching the yoga that was done on the paddleboard out in the lake, and I'm thinking it's probably too cold right now.
Yeah, I think paddleboard yoga is done now.
But what would be the next challenging thing? Probably goat yoga is coming back.
I think Ragnar Fitness and Yoga does goat yoga, but I know that homegrown yoga always has aerial yoga
on
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Might have to try that. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
It's so fun.
I always worry that I'm going to get upside down and I always go right again.
You know what? It'll be fine.
Eddie says, I'll help you.
Yes. The yoga instructor will help you. And if you're like a little intimidated by that, there's a low fly yoga on Sunday nights.
Oh,
I think at like 5.
Low fly. Then I'd hit my head on the ground.
No.
I mean, it's going to be something, Haley. You know it is. Now, there's a lot of places that stay open through the winter months.
Yes.
So the caverns never close, right?
The caverns are open year round. And, you know, when it gets cold, it feels like you're warming up
really?
Down there because it stays 54 degrees year round.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't need an appointment to go in. You can just walk in and they'll get you squared away.
And I know Marmon Valley stays open all year round as well.
Yes.
So there's a lot of places. Oh, by the way, the new putt-putt at Marmon Valley, it is so much more challenging than it looks.
Yeah.
It's so much more challenge. I was laughing at him at first. I'm like, that's it. And he's like, that's challenging. And I go, okay, sure enough, it was challenging. So, hey, there's a lot of great things to do in Logan County. Give the website one more time, Haley.
LoganCountyOhio.com.
And that is our community spotlight for this month with the Logan County Tourism. You guys, you know, you can also check out our community calendar. We try to keep up to date with it, too. Just head on over to ShineFMOhio.com.
We're community supported Shine FM.